treasure with our own, it's all that there we go. Treasure with our world is held up there with all the masses to the Lord, to the treasure with our world, it's time to give it all you want to do, for the Lord to hold. Treasure with the world, it's time to go with all you want to do, for the world to hold. 国子的神，
看鬼子的
多么在我的心，这次的风雨何必重要，
看鬼子的
你是我子的神，
看鬼子的
你是我子的神，我的心，我知道所有，全是所有，
万岁之
辈，你是我知道。 praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The weather cannot affect us negatively. Powerful youth, praise the Lord. Can we bow down our head as we pray? Father, in Jesus' name. Everlasting Father, the King of Glory, will bless your name. We thank you for this wonderful hour. We thank you for how you have begun with us on this day 2 of this 2021 Youth Convention. We thank you for what you have done in the first section of the message. And even at this time, O Lord, because you are going to reveal yourself unto us. And the purpose, your plan for our life shall be made known in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, as we are here at this hour, the reason why you have made us gathered here at this very time, make it known, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you have answered. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. A louder amen. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. We are at this time of the second message now, and the topic we are discussing is exposure. Everybody say that. Everybody say that. We are discussing exposure. At the second message of this day 2 of 2021 Youth Convention, when we say exposure, as we are all youth, what does it mean? When we discuss exposure, what do we understand by the word exposure? What are our reasoning when the word exposure is mentioned? And that is the reason why we have to understand certain things. We go directly from the Bible. Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 34. Genesis chapter 34. I want to read verse 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. And Dinah, daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. We are discussing Dinah here, who happens to be the only daughter of Jacob. Jacob the covenant child. Jacob who eventually became Israel. Now we are talking about a particular daughter of her named Dinah. The Bible says this Dinah, who happens to be the daughter of Jacob, that she went out to see the daughters of the land. They were in a particular place. They were in a particular location. But Dinah was not alright with where she was. Dinah felt she can go further to look for something more. Dinah believed that she is not okay with her present location. Dinah thought in herself that where she was is not that fine, that she needs something more. And the Bible says she went out to see the daughters of the land. That means Dinah exposed herself unto what we call exposure. The present situation was not satisfied to her. She intended to have something more. She intended to see something more. And we could see the way she departed her location. And the Bible says she was exposed. She went out to see the daughters of the land. And also another case of exposure. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter
3.
Let's open up every Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 6 and 7. Bible reads, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat.
Oṣìṣẹ́.
And gave also unto your husband which are.
Ó sì fi fún ọkọ rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
He did eat.
Òun sì jẹ́.
Nine verse seven.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
The eyes of them both were open.
Ojú àwọn méjèèjì sì là.
And they knew that they were naked.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé ẹ̀wọ̀n wà ní ìrìnsù.
What happened in this place that we have read?
Ó sọ níbi tá a kà yí ni pé.
God placed Adam and Eve in the garden of Eden.
Ọlọ́run fi Adam àti Eva sínú ọgbà Edeni.
And there was instruction for their life to progress.
Àlàkalẹ̀ sí wà fáyé wọn láti tẹ̀síwájú.
There was instruction for their life to keep flourishing.
Àlàkalẹ̀ kan wà fún wọn láti máa bilẹ̀.
But there was something given to them that they should not touch a particular thing.
Nǹkan kan fún wọn pé kò gbọdọ̀ fọwọ́ kàn.
Now on one particular unfortunate day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
The husband was not at home.
Ọkọ ò sí nílé.
Eve was the only one at home.
Efa nìkan ni ó wà nílé.
And the serpent came around.
Ojo náà sì wá sí ọ̀dọ̀.
When the serpent came around.
Nígbà tí ojo náà dé.
He began to question her.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bèrè
lọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀. And after all the interrogations.
Nígbà tí wọ́n jẹ takoyọsọ.
Eve now thought within herself.
Ó fàwọn àrò nínú ara rẹ̀.
Listen, the serpent never forced her.
Bọ́ ejò náà kò mú nípa.
The serpent never authorized her.
Ejò náà kò pàṣẹ fún.
It was a plea bargain.
Wọ́n jọ dúnadúrà ni.
It was something that you can do it and you cannot do it.
Ó lè ṣe tó sì wọ̀ kó má ṣe ni.
And Eve thought within herself.
Ó fàṣẹ nínú ara rẹ̀ pé.
That verse six.
Wọ́n ṣe kẹfà yẹn.
He said when the woman saw.
Nígbà tí obìnrin náà sì
wípé. That the tree was good for food.
Ìkí náà dára ní jíjẹ.
Answer me, has she not been seeing the fruit before?
Báwo ni ọ̀ṣẹ́ kò tí máa rí igi náà tẹ́lẹ̀ ni?
And that it was pleasant to the eye.
Ó sì dá ní ojú.
A tree to the desire to make one wise.
Ìgbà tó jẹ́ nítorí mú kí ènìyàn dán.
He was not considerate about her present situation again.
Efa kò kíyèsí pé tó wà ní ìgbà náà.
She is not satisfied with her present location again.
Ìgbà tó wà nígbà náà kò tẹ ẹ lọ́rùn.
She is not okay with the instruction of the Lord again.
Ìyàwó tó bá wọ̀ fún kò tẹ ẹ lọ́rùn.
She is not satisfied and well organized by the rudiments of God again.
Kò tẹ lọ́rùn pẹ̀lú àwọn òpòsànà tó lọ́rùn fún fún.
She wants something more.
Ó wá wá àwọn nǹkan sí
i. She wants to expose herself.
Ó fẹ́ la ojú rẹ̀ sí àwọn
nǹkan mi. She wants to move outside the instructions of God.
Ó fẹ́ tẹ ṣẹ̀gẹ̀rẹ̀ kọjá ìjọ náà
sí. And she opened their family to exposure.
Ó fi lajú àwọn ìdílé rẹ̀ sí.
And when this exposure happened.
Nígbà tí ọ̀làjú náà sì dé.
Only we all knew what happened thereafter.
Ọmọ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́yìn ìgbà náà.
Don't forget I'm discussing the topic exposure.
Báwo ni mo sọ nípa ọ̀làjú?
Open your Bible as well.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú mi.
To the book of Ruth.
Sí ìwé Ruth.
The book of Ruth. I'm going to read chapter 1. Open your Bible. The book of Ruth. The Bible discussed about a particular family there as well. A particular family there. The Bible says that I'm going to read Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. There was a famine in the land. And a certain man, Bethlehem Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech. And the name of his wife Naomi. And the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion.
The
Ephrathite of Bethlehem Judah. And they came into the country of
Moab
and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was
Orpah.
And the name of the other
Ruth.
And dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also both of them. The woman was left of her two sons and her husband. In this third point you are giving unto all. The third reference of the Bible you are reading unto all. In this book of Luke chapter 1. The Bible discusses a particular family. The husband and wife Elimelech and Naomi. They were both Israelites. The people of the covenant of God. The people of the family of God. The people of the household of God. The people with the covenant of God over their generation. And it has been the instructions of God to their land that whatever that happens, never should they go to another country to seek help. Now a situation unfavorable came around. The Bible says there was famine in the land of Israel. And even as much as the famine was there, other families were there. Other people were there. While enduring the famine. Because it is the instruction of the Lord that no matter what happens, you must remain there. Naomi and Elimelech, they agreed between themselves. They said something, alright, it's no more yet. Things are happening now, it's no more fine. Let's go further and be exposed to other things. And this was how they went out of the plan of God. Says they went to the land of Moab. They went to the land of Moab. This is a cursed land. The land that was begotten from the two children of our Lord. And the Lord had cursed them. And these two children, Moab and Ammon, that they are cursed forever. They never entered into the house of the Lord. Moab became a country.
And Moab, yes,
this was the same land Elimelech and Naomi went unto. Because they believed there were favorable conditions there. They believed the situation there at Moab was fine at that time. And by this, they descended unto that land. You see, in the first place, I read
Jehovah.
Get study of Dinah. And in the second place I read, the case of Adam and Eve. And in this third place I read now, the case study of Naomi and her husband. The very thing that we observe in the life of these people, they were exposed to something else. And the exposure they unleashed themselves onto, it was a lopsided exposure. It was a wrong exposure. It was an evil exposure. It was an exposure that was contrary to the laws of God. When we say exposure, the condition of being exposed to something, the condition of being subject to an influence. Condition of being subject to an influence. That is what we call exposure. And when we talk about exposure, we read about the case of
Dinah.
We read about the case of Adam and Eve. And also about Naomi and Elimelech.
There
are some factors that we could derive that attribute what they have done. There are some things that we could say this was what caused what they have done. In the life of the 30 people I mentioned to you, there are six notable factors there. Number one thing that could be observed, they were disturbed in their mind. They were disturbed. You know, when they thought the situations around are not fine again, they were prying into an unknown of where they never see. They become disturbed in their mind. And number two, they were dissatisfied. They were not satisfied with what they got at that present situation again. There was dissatisfaction all over them. Number three, there was distrust.
I need the kelly.
They did not rely on the one who gave them instruction again. They don't believe on the one that whom they lie as their Lord again. There was disobedience.
I saw them.
They didn't obey the Lord that gave them the instruction. They don't obey their master again.
They
were disobedient to the instruction that has already been there. Now number five, there was denouncing. They denounce their Lord. They try to forsake their Lord. You see the case of
Dina.
She denounced the doctrine by which her father had taught her. And also Adam and Eve. They denounce the lordship of the Lord.
Expose
their life to the instruction of the devil. And also the case of Elimelech and
Naomi.
They also denounce the Lord of Israel.
Does not
even know we believe you are the Lord.
The
situation is not fine again. The economy has run down. Now there is famine all over the land.
I
don't think you can go along with your instructions again. Denounced him.
Now
the final thing that we see that happened, which was the number 16, there was defilement. There was defilement. One, they were disturbed. Two, they were dissatisfied. Three, they were distrusted. Number four, they were disobedient. Number four, they denounced their Lord. And now, the calamity over all those things was that they were defiled. Defilement came upon their life. Dina, when she got to expose her life,
like
the daughters of the land. She made friends with the daughters and the sisters of Shechem. And it caused defilement for Allah. Adam and Eve, where they did everything they have done.
There
was defilement over their life as well. The glory of their Lord, of the Lord over their life was taken away. And the powers of the darkness penetrated into their life. Also the case of Naomi and Elimelech. Defied and shattered by the powers of darkness. Evil attacked them. Husband died and two children died. Talking about exposure. Now for us to understand this topic, I'm going to analyze in three
sub-headings.
I'm going to discuss in three
sub-headings.
Point number one, comprehensive analysis of evil exposure. Comprehensive analysis of evil exposure.
That means
we have two kinds of exposure. Have evil exposure. And have good exposure.
And
in this point one, I'm going to explain the evil exposure. That was why I called it comprehensive analysis.
And
we analyze in a comprehensive way. In a way by which you will understand. Point number two, commendable action of the enlightened. Commendable actions of the enlightened. What I mean by commendable action of the enlightened, that means the people that were enlightened by the Lord, the people that were taught by the Lord, the people that got exposure by the place of the Lord, these people got their own exposure from the side of the Lord. What are the commendable action that was traceable from their life?
I
said commendable action of the enlightened. Now point to number three.
Okay,
call of the Almighty to renounce evil. Call of the Almighty God
to
renounce evil. That means there is a call of God. Just one that say, come out of evil. Just man and say, come to me, I have a better plan for your life.
Now,
point to number one. Comprehensive analysis of of evil exposure. I'm going to analyze everything step by step.
We
are talking about exposure. We are all youth now. And you see what the country is saying.
Are
the countries in economical recession? The things are not fine again. Insecurity all over the country. It is the individual finding security for himself. Because in spite of all this, we as a child of God, the things which should not be exposed to you.
You
know, when the people of the world are engaging in it, we must not go there.
These
are those evil exposures. Number one, gambling. Everybody say gambling. 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 When we say gambling, we have gambling now in all the corners of our streets. Before you move five minutes away from your place, you find the betting center.
Can
be touch betting. Lotto. It can be individual betting. All sorts of things like that. And because you check your pocket, you are with 1,000 naira. And maybe you are a salary
earner.
Or even you are just a young child. And the one is catering for your finance.
Not
thinking, how can I live this life? How am I going to make this situation better? Today is still the 10th day in the month. And before I hand any money to the end month, now 1,000 is left up in my pocket.
Now
you go to the betting center.
Free
bet Ninja. Naira belt. Bet like that. As a child of God, it's an evil exposure. You see, you now question them that, brother, why are you engaging in this kind of thing? Now answer, you say, don't you know what they call it? They say it is reward for passion. I don't steal any money. I only business my money. I put down my money and come back in full. Gambling. It is an evil exposure. Because people doesn't understand what these things mean.
Like
a particular man that engages in this thing, he has been doing it all along. But there was a particular day God wanted to reveal unto him what is behind that thing.
And
now he's left an other dream. He slept and had a dream. And when he had this dream, he could see something. He saw that in that shop he always go to a place there is a particular demon at the entrance of that place. And that demon will be the one influencing the people. If people come there with 10,000 or 20,000
naira,
the demon will ensure he influences them that they spend all that money. Some people can go with their ATM card. After they vanish all the money they have in cash,
they are
not satisfied to go back home defeated. They will not be satisfied to go back home defeated.
Now
bring out the ATM card.
Now
they will die here. If you want to win all the money, you win it. Because there's a demon there influencing them. Even though they couldn't see with their physical eyes, that is what the brother saw. And
all
that thing the Lord now showed in. There are many kinds of people. Thousands and thousands of people. That dream. A very short demon like this. Holds a particular chain. And upon all the necks of the people, there are thousands. Instead of upon those thousands, they were on their chest crawling on the ground. How painful that can be.
It's
causing evil exposure. Now number two, dealing of drugs. Dealing of drugs. Maybe when you get admission into school. You mix with some certain friends. Or maybe you are into some kind of work. You are into some kind of works. Maybe you are a bricklayer.
Or
some work that are very laborious.
God said
you need to use this drug so that you'll be very energized.
So
you need some kind of schnapp and drinks to energize your body. So it is not a sin. Do not drink it outside. People will not know. And even where is it in the Bible that the Bible says you should not drink alcohol? Just for you to energize your strength. These kind of things are evil exposure.
You
can even be smoking. Smoking of cigarettes. Smoking of Indian
hair.
Cocaine, tramadol, and things like that. These things are doing of drugs. Evil exposure. You know, because of the peer influence.
Influence.
Something that youth engages in.
And
this is not a bad. At least this is my friend. He just eats. And nothing injurious happens to him. They are only telling us that smokers are liable to die young. You know, a particular man, 30 years, he has been smoking, he has not died. These are the kind of the peer influence he's being addicted to. And by this is exposed to evil lifestyle.
I'm
discussing evil exposure. Another thing there. Prostitution. Prostitution. Or what we call e-call. You know, in this kind of the world now, we youth, we understand some certain things. We know some certain things. On our mobile phones now, there are some particular applications. You know, on those applications, I may not be mentioning, but you know them. That people will register their name as prostitutes. Because you know our phone have what we call location. So maybe the person registered here at Ibadan now. And
I see
around Express, Yanoshe, and Ayegun
area.
And she registered on this particular application that she's a prostitute. And maybe when anybody that needs our attention goes to that application, on his own location too, he will now open the application.
And see.
Go to his own location
and
find the prostitute that have registered there.
You
know, these kind of things are evil exposure. It was because a friend does it. And she thought she could do it as well. And there's nothing bad in that. Evil exposure. Another thing is internet fraud. That we popularly call Yahoo. Evil exposure. In this time of the world now, you know, we are both you. We must confess to ourselves. Situations of the economy are not fine at all. The economy of the country is in recession now. All the families, everyone crying all around because there's no money. But in terms of this, as we as a child of God, there are some things we must not engage in. I'm talking about internet fraud. People call Yahoo. When you discuss it, they smile and say, don't mind
them.
She's there. This thing is a gradual process. I'm telling you, this is a gradual process. If you want to start that particular thing, they will start from a level whereby you will not know you will go to even eventually. Even without your Android phone, download notification. Download that application, and you'll be doing those things there. Maybe the first time you started, you hand $15.
Only $15.
And you know, naira equivalent to dollars now around 500 naira. And when you multiply that kind of money, if you have something around 7,500 naira, you're very happy. Yeah, this is fine. Let me tell you something. Under the economical analysis, something we call dissatisfaction of monetary want. You can never be satisfied with money. That is the insatiability of money for all men. Why the economy said human wants are numerous. The first time you did that thing, you
add
7,500 naira. The second time, maybe 10,000 naira.
Give
me, you are human being. You always want to progress.
That's
maybe when you had under 10,000 naira, you might just go to the market. You buy one shirt, one trouser. You look fine on yourself. People will see you and say, this boy has now become a fine boy. Smile and smile. You say, nah, I'm a very handsome boy. But that thing is luring you. That thing is luring you. Telling you the reality. You know, during our 21 days revival that we just
ended.
And maybe I think on the 20th day, that day was maybe last week Monday, and we ended the revival. After the revival, while I was going home, the rain fell on that day. We had to stop by a particular store. I was waiting there, it was at night, and the woman there was playing the radio there. The particular presenter interviewed
the
man.
This man
was discussing about this
Yahoo.
He was a well-experienced man about you. Now the Lord has saved him. He told us that he started from a very little stage. Truly his family was a wretched one. His family was a very poor one. Because what lured many people into this thing is because family was poor.
This
man began to mention many things. All people things he engaged in.
There was
something he mentioned that he could know. He said there was a spot that he began to have a dream. And he saw himself in the casket. And the white man surrounds him. They are asking him, where is my money? Where is my money?
A
very terrifying dream. You cannot go into that thing and not go evil. When you go into Yahoo,
putting
your life to termination in your prayer. Because when you started the day, you might like it. Friends will not tell you this is a repercussion. The people who introduce you there will not tell you this is a repercussion.
You just
said this is a soul. Go and take bath with a soul. At 1 a.m. When you take back with you, you go on your phone or your laptop, and you see what will happen miraculously money with the family. You believe it will be done like that. How about the latter hand? How about what will be the end of that covenant? The particular man I'm talking about, he said there is one herbalist they do engage in. That's nowadays you question this man. There's something you do give unto
God.
That it was around 1 a.m. at midnight. And they do eat this particular thing. And this eating of things is just by quarterly in a year.
That's
every 3 months or every 4 months.
And
he said one day, you question that man. That, sir, I do observe that anytime you give us this thing to eat, that our money is always numerous. And how the man answered him,
that
you are a kid, you don't understand anything. That very thing you are eating is what we pump from human brain. Human brain. And that is something you are going into. They are not telling you it's just ordinary soul. The soap they are making with the bones of human beings. The soap they are making with the patch of human
beings.
Even people now they are proud of you.
you know what them do?
See them on your WhatsApp status.
Why WhatsApp?
They're proud of
you.
They will say we are normal engaging in grace.
That
is so much connected to
and
that you as a child of God. You are also enlightened to that.
You
also love that kind of thing. They are using iPhone 8, iPhone 11, whatever. You are not satisfied with your life. You are not satisfied with what your parents are giving you. And you need to be exposed to a more dangerous world. And you know the secret that we never tell them. I'm telling you sincerely, no one can engage in this thing. It is a covenant with the devil.
If
the devil gives you a car, he will check your own
head.
And if the devil gives you a claw,
he will
ask to take away your whole life.
Because
it is a covenant. So they will not tell them.
No,
of them that are supposed to live for 18 years of age.
They're
supposed to live for 90 years of age. You don't hear them on internet. They are out of big cars. They are big house. And you see them dark 31. Is that something you are now saying I hustle life? Is that something enticing to you? There is no one that engages in that thing unless they repent in time. Not go scot free. There is a particular friend of mine.
Didn't
tell me I know it very well.
He's
a friend of mine.
He
went to the same school. This guy from his young age is always insatiable about money. He loves money a lot. He has been telling us that this particular year I'm going to ride this car. And
as
he engages in this thing, now we have a particular reunion somewhere in about a year. He came that time as well. The exotic car he brought. I knew that was what he was doing. And after all the flamboyancy of spending the money, talk to him. I kept my mouth quiet. And eventually, after some months, when I heard about him, he couldn't sleep at home again. I'm telling you sincerely, he was sleeping inside the car. Hotel or any house built which blocked like this. He had not sleep there again. All his clothes, his shoes, the sponges, everything inside the car. When he wants to take his bath, he has his bucket in his car. He will go buy a sachet of pure water and dispose everything there.
Around
4 a.m. in the morning, he will find a particular closet in the area he is, and I will take his bath there. Is that the kind of lifestyle you have? You cannot engage in that thing. I'm discussing
Yahoo.
I'm proud of it truly.
You
are really proud of it.
You
see them, they hold their iPhone.
One
is iPhone 12 Pro. And when they have a mirror selfie, you see
they
have three cameras.
Saying,
God, why is my own situation like this? My friend, look at the life he's living. Listen to me carefully.
Tell me, Dad.
I'm 21, 22 years of age. And live a very glorious life. It depends on your career. Not saying that a young child you cannot enjoy the luxury of life. Maybe at 18 years of age,
ọ̀sẹ̀ ọmọdún méjìdínlógún.
You already done with your first degree.
O ti parí ẹ̀kọ́ rẹ̀.
Ọmọ 20 years of age.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ma ọgbọ̀n ọdún.
And God gave you a very lucrative job.
Ó bẹ̀ fún oníṣẹ́ tó dára.
Be at a bank or a federal government work.
Ilé ìfowópamọ́ tàbí nílé ìjọba
gbogbo. I don't expect you to be riding Okada there.
Mi ò nílò ìfowópamọ́
lóba Okada níbẹ̀. You can buy a car.
O lè ra mọ́tò.
Everyone is through a very godly way.
Nínú ọ̀nà tó bá ìfọ́ lọ́run
mi. Some people do have some orientation.
Mi ní èrè
pàkọ́kọ́. They think the best time they can live their life is when they are 40 or 50 or whatever.
Àti ní ìgbà yẹn tó tẹ́rẹ̀ ó tán
wọn ló ń gbé ọdún.
O lè mọ jẹ́ ìgbà ìlànà ọlọ́run
yẹn. You can enjoy the riches of God.
O lè gbàgbé ọrọ̀ ọlọ́run.
If you go to the wrong way.
O tó bá lọ ní ọ̀nà tí kò dára.
They say cut some for me.
O ní pé ta ọsẹ fún mi.
They say cut some for me.
Ta ọsẹ fún mi.
And you also they are cutting some for you.
Wọ́n dẹ̀ wọ ọsẹ fún wọn náà.
The particular man that was confessing this time around.
Ọkùnrin kan wà tó ń jẹ́wọ́ náà kò
tó yẹ. Somebody begged money from him.
Ẹnìkan béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
And he never gave that person.
Kò sì fún ẹnìyẹn.
And now his friend questioned
him.
Why don't you give him money?
Kí kò fún lówó
yìí. Your younger brother.
Àbúrò rẹ̀ ni.
Said you know the kind of beating that demons do beat him.
Ṣé ọmọ ẹgbẹ́ àwọn àlùbọ̀nù tó máa ń lọ?
There is 7 days in the week. There is 7 days in a week.
Ayọ̀ ọjọ́ méje láàrin ọ̀sẹ̀.
It is for 4 good days.
Fọ ìdìbò ọjọ́ mẹ́rin.
The demons will beat him.
Àwọn àlùjọ ni wọ́n máa nà.
Anytime he goes to sleep.
Tó bá ti lọ sùn.
Anytime he goes to sleep.
Ẹni gbogbo àti wá ti lọ sùn.
You know you now when you sleep.
Ifo ọba sọ sùn.
You have dream you be fine.
O lè láàlá ara rẹ̀ balẹ̀.
A particular person.
Ẹ̀fọ́ ọkùnrin yìí.
Anytime he goes to sleep.
Tó bá ti lọ sùn.
Demons surround him, they will beat him and beat him and beat him. Àwọn àlùjọ ni wọ́n nà. The more they beat him, the more the money he will have. Tó bá sọ nà tó nà lórí
ọ̀sẹ̀ máa pọ̀ sí.
The money you are enticed by.
Irú owó tó ń tàn wọ́n náà nìyí.
Because your parents are poor.
Irú pa àwọn òbí rẹ̀ ò ní lọ́wọ́.
Things are not fine.
Irú pa àwọn òbí rẹ̀ ò ní.
You take the only solution for your life is yahoo yahoo.
Àwọn òbí ọ̀dà báyìí náà ní láti máa ṣe yahoo yahoo.
Give you the sincerity.
Mo ń sọ fún un tó kéré sọ.
There is no one on earth that engages in this thing.
Ilé nìkan tó ṣe nǹkan inú ayé yìí.
That can go score free on lesbian bed.
Tí ó lè lọ láìjẹ́ láìsọ pé olúkúwàdà.
Remember this man that they interviewed.
Oṣù rẹ̀ tí wọ́n béèrè ọ̀rọ̀ lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Our phrase that terminology in 1 3 sentences and 1 for each.
Ó ṣàlàyé kankan wọ̀nyí.
He says the devil's law.
Ó ní pé èṣù máa ń yánilówó.
What is the devil's law?
Èṣù máa ń yánilówó.
I was the one who called it in the first place.
Ó pèsè ní àkọ́kọ́
nìyẹn. That if you engage in yahoo yahoo.
Ó bá ṣe yahoo
yìí. It is the devil's law.
Ó jẹ́
òun ló ń sùn mọ̀ yánilówó. Now he has something else.
Ó wá fi kankan kú.
He said higher interest.
Ó máa ń fi.
The interest you will pay over that money.
Èlé tó máa sọ lórí owó yìí.
You cannot even pay that money before you die.
Ẹ nílé ìsọtọ́ tó wà
pẹ̀lú. Even at the afterward in the grave they will still be paying that money.
Ilé ìlú péjú wà sọ máa sọ owó yìí.
And the interest their children and children will still be paying.
Ilé ìyàwó ọmọ ọmọ rẹ̀ sọ máa sọ.
You said devil's law.
Ó ní pé owó yìí.
Higher interest.
Ó máa ní èlé ńlá.
And shameful ending.
Àti ìgbẹ̀yìn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
That was what you called it.
Ó bọ̀ pé ní yìí.
You see them they have big
houses.
Obvious
class. Olùkọ́ ni mọ́tò ńlá.
But they have gone to the devil's law.
Ìjọba ti lọ yá owó lọ́dẹ
ṣe. They have been there into higher interest for the devil.
Àwọn sì ti sanwó èlé fún
oṣù. Now their life shall be resorted into shameful ending.
Ayé wọn ti wá yọrí sí
ìgbẹ́jọ́. I pray the life of you and I shall not resort to the
shameful ending.
I'm talking about evil exposure. Evil exposure. About evil fashion. Evil fashion. Fashion. The way you dress. The way you clothes. Let me take this time to correct some orientation. You know some of you try to name the church what the church never is.
You
say in our church. This is what they do.
We
always say.
The
kind of clothes you wear.
The
kind of clothes you wear. And that is why I'm going to say it plain and clear unto
you.
The people, the ministers of God we have. A godly minister.
I know what
the
show Lord will teach.
And if we see their own life as well. Look at the way they dress.
Look
at the way they dress. I'm always happy many a time. When the general overseer and his wife do come here.
Have
you ever seen mommy in a kind of skirt that we have triangle?
Mami pẹ̀lú aṣọ
tí ṣe kò tó tó.
Aṣọ tí ṣe kò mọ̀ fi ara wọn
hàn. Just draw down.
to
be smart and godly. That's
true,
you can say it elsewhere. Now you will say in our church, if you dress this way, they will complain. For these people that they are talking to you, don't you look their lives? Because you have an evil intention in your mind. And don't put on skirt that will reveal the shape of your
soul.
They said, don't cause, don't put on the kind of shirt that will reveal your shame. But you are not satisfied with that. You are complaining.
You
are not civilized.
You
try to cover us down.
I'll
be giving you case studies so that you will understand. Look at our pastor, Mrs. Olunloyo. Look at the way she dresses. Even you can also say you will understand. Because I do observe it by my
own
self. You will never see her put on a bigger cloth. I will not have any smartness on her body. She will dress godly and smartly.
Are
you not orientated with that?
If
she comes around to the check call and see what I'm saying all about again, are you not good? Are you not okay with that? Because you want to be exposed into them. Even
though
our leaders, they are trying to cover us down.
Because
the leaders never orientate us that way. And even
the
men as well. Look at the dressing, the smartness, the goodness of God in their lives. When you get out, you say something else. Talking about evil exposure. And there's something else again. Given evil reports of the church of God.
I
want you to check up your life. When you came into the church, how do you started with the Lord? You came with your friends. But now when you came around, it is not only here, even all churches. Now you now get yourself entangled with demonic people. The people that the devil has influenced their mind. They will give you wrong orientation. You see, these are church.
It's
only God that can help us. Even child of how things are happening. You know many people what they say. When they want to get married now, the leaders know how they make the margin. Call that sister. There are many of you that say those kind of things as well. Because you are exposed to evil people. You are exposed to demonic people that have been influenced. Having the anger of God over their lives. How they will say
it.
When sister so and so want to get married,
he
wants to marry that brother. They went to change it when they got there. They always give them to themselves. You see how people, when they got married, at least I know about three couples recently that got married. And by the grace of God, there's nothing like that. Is it even sensible at all? You also consider it in your own common sense. Now call my brother now. How would they even say it? It's because if his daddy, he cannot say it. He will not do it. The Gio now called my brother.
You
say my brother didn't know what happened. There's this particular thing I want to
do.
Common sense analysis, is that possible? Brother is very
hooky.
Just marry yourself, there will not be a problem. Nothing of such ever happened. I'm talking about evil exposure. When you came into the church, God encountered your life. You see the glory of God in the
church.
You say, wow, this is wonderful.
You have been given
you the kind of bad orientation.
Talking about evil exposure,
evil report of the church.
Oh,
ọ̀rọ̀ nípa
ìṣe nípa ìṣe. How people got exposed.
Báwo ṣe máa ń lajú nìyí.
Even exposure.
Lajú sí ibi.
Because as a believer.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́.
Even parasite in the household of God.
Àwọn yìí yà àwọn jẹjẹrẹ nínú ilé ìjọsìn Ọlọ́run.
They are parasite in the household of God.
Àwọn jẹjẹrẹ nínú ìjọsìn Ọlọ́run.
We must make sure we quench them by fire.
A ti sọ pé a gbọdọ̀ pàánù wọn nípa iná.
On to point two because of our time.
Mo ní kejì torí àkókò wa.
Now the commendable action of the enlightened.
Àwọn ìṣe láti nípa ìtẹ̀lé àkọ́kọ́.
We discuss the comprehensive analysis of evil exposure.
Àpẹẹrẹ àtúpalẹ̀ ìkókó nípa ẹ̀làjú sí ibi.
I will discuss many kind of evil exposure.
Àwọn ìtẹ̀lé nípa ẹ̀làjú sí ibi tí a ní.
Now what are the good exposures?
Kí ni àwọn ẹ̀làjú sí rere?
There are good exposures.
Ẹ̀làjú sí rere sí pẹ̀lú sí wà.
Let me show you from the Bible.
Jẹ́ kí n fi ọ̀lá fún bíbélì.
Put your book in the book of Second Chronicles.
Fi bẹ́ẹ̀ni dẹ̀sí ìwé Chronicle kejì.
Book of Second Chronicles.
Chronicle kejì.
Second Chronicles.
Chronicle kejì.
I want to tell you about the life of a man there.
Mo fẹ́ sọ fún ọ nípa ìgbé ayé
arákùnrin
kan
bẹ̀. Chapter 26. I'm reading from verse 3.
Kọ̀lẹ́tì Ṣẹ̀kẹta.
16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. Second Chronicles chapter 26.
Kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign.
Ọdún mẹ́rìndínlógún ni Uzziah nígbà tí ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ìjọba.
And 52 years in Jerusalem.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọdún méjìléláàádọ́ta ní Jerusalem.
His mother's name also was Jekoliah
ti Jerusalem.
And did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
Ó sì ojú Olúwa.
According to all that his father Amaziah did.
Tí bàbá rẹ̀ Amaziah ti ṣe.
Sought God in the days of Zechariah.
Ó sì wọ Ọlọ́run ní ọjọ́ Zechariah.
Who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Go to verse 11.
Yes,
moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands. According to the number of their accounts, by the hand of the jail, the scribe of
Mazahiah,
under the hand of Ananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of Valor. 2,600. And under their hands was an army. 7,500. That made war with mighty power. To help the king against the enemy. Now
let's
be and Uzziah prepared for death throughout all the old sheath and spears and helmets and abegans and bows and slings to cast stones. Is somebody here? Somebody that was enlightened. I'm not going to call it exposure. I'm using enlightened. He's gotten God enlightened. And you could see what happened to him. He was enlightened by the Lord. I'm going to read that verse 5 again. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah.
Who had
understanding and the visions of God.
And
these are the man we are mentioning here. Uzziah. He said he had understanding and the visions. Understanding the visions of God. In the days of Zechariah the prophet.
Yeah.
And he stabled himself under a good leader of God.
Enlightened
them. Just bad exposure. He was enlightened. Uzziah got enlightened. And in verse 14. When he was enlightened. What happened to his life? He was the first man that made ammunition. He was the first one that made what we call
Amotan.
Because then there was no bullet.
That
is Amori.
ní Amoni.
It can catapult a very big stone.
Ó lè ta àwọn òkúta ńlá.
Each enemy.
Láti lọ bá ọ̀tá.
It was Uzziah that discovered it.
Uzziah ló fi léṣe àwọn àwọn
ọ̀rẹ́ pẹ̀lú. And what was the secret to that?
Kí ni àṣírí fún
ìpè yìí? It was in verse 5.
Ó wà ní ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
He sought God in the days of Zechariah.
Ó wọ Olúwa nígbà àkókò Zechariah.
Who was Zechariah?
Láti ni Zechariah yìí.
A prophet of God.
Ó ṣe wòlíì Ọlọ́run.
A man of God.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Minister of God.
Òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
A man the Bible describes.
Ọkùnrin ní Bíbélì ní ṣàpàjúwe rẹ̀.
Had understanding in the visions of God.
Ó ní òye nípa ìran Ọlọ́run.
Ó ní Zechariah had visions of God.
Zechariah ní ìran Ọlọ́run.
And it was under Zechariah that Uzziah was trained.
Àpẹ Zechariah ni a ti rí kọ́ Uzziah.
And that was why Uzziah was enlightened.
Ìdí ìdí Uzziah fi ta ìṣínú rẹ̀.
It's not just exposed.
Iṣẹ́ ọ̀kan kò kàn gba ìṣínú rẹ̀
lásán. He was enlightened.
Ó ta ìṣínú rẹ̀
pẹ̀lájú. He did a great thing for his country.
Ó ṣe tó lágbára fún orílẹ̀-èdè rẹ̀.
He did a great thing for his life.
Ó ṣe ńlá nígbà ayé rẹ̀.
He did a great thing for his period.
Ó ṣe ńlá nígbà àkókò rẹ̀.
Another case study I'm going to give to you.
Kejì tí màá tó fún wa.
Open your Bible, 1 Kings chapter
19. Àwọn ọba
kí. Open your Bible, 1 Kings chapter 19.
Àwọn ọba kí. Orí kọkàndínlógún.
1 Kings 19.
Àwọn ọba kí ni.
I'm going to show you someone that was enlightened as well.
Láti ẹnìkan fún ìta tó sí níyè.
1 Kings chapter 19.
Àwọn ọba kí ni.
I want you read from verse 19.
Kọkàndínlógún.
Verse 19.
Ṣé kọkàn.
So he departed thence. 1 Kings 19.
Àwọn ọba kí ni orúkọ kàndínlógún.
Verse 19.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún.
So he departed thence.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ó padà kúrò níbẹ̀.
And found Elisha the son of Shaphat.
Ó sì rí Elisha ọmọ Ṣafati.
Who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him.
Ó ń fi àjàgà màálù méjìlá sí
ilẹ̀ ní ọdún. And he with the 12.
Àti ọlá pẹ̀lú ìṣẹ̀lá.
And Elisha passed by him.
Elisha sì kọjá tọ̀ ọ́ lọ.
And him mantle upon him.
Ó sì da agbádá rẹ̀ dé.
And left the oxen.
Ó sì fi àwọn màálù
sílẹ̀. And ran after Elijah.
Ó sì sáré tó ìdíjà
lẹ́yìn. And said.
Ó sì wò pé.
Let me.
Èmi bẹ̀ ọ́.
I pray thee.
Jẹ́ èmi bẹ̀ ọ́.
My father.
Jẹ́ kí èmi lọ.
And my mother.
Ìjẹ́ ní kó bàbá àti ìyá
mi lẹ́nu. And then I will follow thee.
Ìgbà náà ni èmi ó tọ̀ ọ́ lẹ́yìn.
Ìjọba
iye olúwa.
What happened here?
Ṣé ló ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà yẹn?
Bible told us about a young child, Elisha.
Bí ni sọ fún wa pé ọmọ ọ̀dọ́mọdé Elisha yìí?
Elisha.
Elisha.
Who happened to be the successor of Elijah?
Ẹni tó jẹ́ ni tó tẹ̀lé Elijah.
And we eventually got a double fold of Elijah's power. Elisha was enlightened.
Elisha gba ìṣínú yẹ.
You know what happened here?
Kọ́ni tó ṣẹlẹ̀ níbí báyìí.
On the very first day that Elisha will had an encounter with Elijah.
Ní ọjọ́ àkọ́kọ́ sí ìdíjà tó gbé bàbá rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Elijah.
Elijah was passing by.
Elijah ń kọjá lọ.
Bible says that Elijah took up the mantle.
Wọ́n ní pé Elijah mú agbádá rẹ̀.
And they placed it upon Elisha.
Ó sì fi bo Elisha.
Do you know what that means?
Tọmọ sí ètò ẹ̀ túmọ̀
sí. Elisha understood what it means.
Elisha mọ̀ tó túmọ̀ sí.
He didn't just look at Elijah like this. The old foolish man, what are you doing?
Bàbá nínú ni òkú ní sọ̀rọ̀ sí.
Everybody know you well, recognize
me. Ṣé mo ti mọ̀ láti pàdé
rí? He was enlightened of the Lord.
Ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ìlépa Ọlọ́run.
He was close to the Lord.
Ó súnmọ́ Ọlọ́run.
He understood what it means.
Ó mọ̀ ní tó túmọ̀ sí.
He knew what it means.
Ó mọ̀ ní tó túmọ̀ sí.
And then he said, I knew the fulfillment of the promise that come.
Ó mọ̀ sí ìyọrísí ìlérí Ọlọ́run.
He had that dream before.
Ó ti lálàá náà sẹ́yìn.
The Lord has showed him where he is going in life.
Ọlọ́run ti fi yọ ibi tó ń lọ.
God has told him.
Ọlọ́run ti fi yọ.
I will make you succeed, Elijah.
Máa jẹ́ kó jẹ́ ẹni tó máa
dàbọ̀ lẹ́yìn ìjọba. The ministerial office.
Ó ń lọ máa dàgbé ìṣẹ́
rẹ̀. Ṣé ṣé was enlightened by the Lord?
Ṣé ló ti da ìṣiní ìpè ní Ọlọ́run?
The very day Elijah came.
Ṣé ṣe Elijah wá?
The very day the fulfillment of the promise will happen.
Ìjọ tí mo ṣe ìlérí náà máa ṣẹlẹ̀.
When Elijah put that mantle upon him.
Bí Elijah
ti da ìbá as ordinary
cause.
He knew that the time of the fulfillment has come. Because there was preparation. He was prepared in his mind.
Right.
After the commendable actions of the enlightened. If you want to be enlightened of the Lord. Exposed of the Lord. Exposure to the devil. Divine exposure. You want to open your life to connect with the power of God.
Ose ti aye lati ni ise pepe la power Olorun.
That's number one thing you must ask.
Nkan kan to gbudo ni ni pe
Holy Ghost impartation.
Ìpẹ̀lẹ́tọ̀ nípa ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Holy Ghost impartation.
Ìpẹ̀lẹ́tọ̀ ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
You know in this dispensation.
Ní àkókò ta wà yìí.
So much believe in the works of the Holy Spirit.
Àgbàdo nínú iṣẹ́ ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Anything you want to do in life.
Ìjọba ìfẹ́ ní ayé.
In your career.
Nínú ìlépa rẹ.
In your business.
Nínú ètò ìtòsílẹ̀
rẹ. Your family life.
Nínú ìdílé rẹ.
suffer the ramifications of your life. You need Holy Ghost impartation. This is the very commencement of the journey. And just start your life as a blind person. Because now every one of us here, I should ask you now, in the next 5 years, where do you think you will be? You say, I don't know. It is God that knows. And it is that same God that knows. You need something from Him. When we talk about impartation of the Holy Ghost, there are three major things there. Three major contents in impartation. One is inspiration. 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 That means God will breath upon your life. Maybe in the closet of prayer. The breath of God. How He breathed under the life of Adam and under the life of Adam. When Adam was a dog.
When Adam
was a dog.
Adam
the Lord breathed unto him. The inspiration was there. When you have the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Inspiration will come.
When
you say inspiration, it is a catalyst. It is a trigger. Over everything that you need in life. Inspiration is not just for ministerial assignment. For any course of study you are studying in the university.
And
for any kind of department you are in your secondary school. Inspiration behind everything. Every activity is alive. There is an inspiration. There is an inspiration. Your activities people do. Look at some kind of people that engages in something like music. How do you say this person knows how to sing more than the other person? Because of the inspiration of this is more greater than the other.
See
a particular footballer.
The
kind of player is more better than that one. That inspiration. Another thing from impartation.
What
is illumination? Illumination. There will be illumination from your mind. Speaking from your mind. Whenever you have to do anything, you will always get the direction of God from your mind. There will be illumination. And the last content of that impartation, there is revelation. There will be revelation. God will reveal unto you. Have you seen where you are going in life? Have God showed you where you are going in life? Joseph was 17. Years of age,
and
God showed him that the sun moon and star bowed before him. Joseph knew where he was going. He knew where he was going. Because they had the impartation. There was inspiration for him. There was illumination for him. Now there was a revelation. God revealed unto him.
Joseph,
I'm taking you to higher
ground.
I should question you now. I just showed you where you are going in life. So we are just training, and we pray God lead us into the right direction. That's not a child of God. People in the world are into Tosu and Ozu. People in the world. That means they have power by any means available. Are you a child of God? Why will you be an ordinary person? When people in the world are exposed to evil things, as a child of God, you will not use the word exposure. You will use the word enlightenment. Enlightenment to the things of the Lord. Enlightenment starts from the place where you have the Holy Ghost impartation. The Holy Ghost impacted your life. Inspiration will come. Illumination will come. Revelation will come. With these three things, you can go anywhere in life. You can reach anywhere in life. You can break anybody. You can destroy the limitation. You can move the unmovable. You can shake the unshakable. You can do anything that is not possible. You can do something great in your family. Because something is behind you.
There
is a force behind you. You already knew your direction. It will be very, very easier.
I'm discussing commendable actions of the enlightened. Commendable actions of the enlightened. The people of the world are engaging in fraud, Yahoo, Yahoo, and everything like that. What are the things that a child of God can engage in? After you got the Holy Ghost impartation, inspiration has come, illumination has come, and revelation has come. You will always go for the best. You don't become a common person. A child of God must always have that trigger. Anywhere I am, I must be an outstanding person. I must not be a common person. I must not be an ordinary person. You know why many children of God are suffering? She learned still learning. She learned still learning. But she only know how to see native dress. English dress, she cannot. Suit and all those kind of things, she cannot. And even the native dress she will see for people. Sometimes we always complain. The neck shake at this side. They say the waist is not alright. Sometimes she doesn't have a good knowledge of that thing. A child of God. And the career you are to choose. You make sure you have the best of the understanding and knowledge. You have the best of the skills of whatever you want to do. So that you become a taste to the demand of the world. What skill do you have in yourself? What skill do you have in yourself? What is that special thing you can do? Advice from going to school. What can you do with your hands? You have any good skills in your hands? There's no job in the country this and that. I'm the person that complained that there's no job in the country. Look at the certificate. But class is there. And you'll be complaining there's no job. How would there be a job for such a people? Because when he goes to school, he's not serious with the business. And even when he learns a word, he's not even serious with you. You're complaining and complaining and complaining. As a child of God, we know we cannot walk in the way of the world. We cannot engage in the activities of the world. But these are the actions we can take as a person enlightened by the Holy Spirit. What are the skills I can learn? That we expose my own life to you. You can become a big boy and big girl and not do fraud. But I am a big girl and big boy. In your campus world, you can be sponsoring yourself. Get that money from a fraudulent or illicit way. That by the little skill you learn, God blesses your aim. You'll be using that to pay your tuition. You buy clothes, you buy shoes, everything. You do not work like a poor person. You don't want to become a big girl and big girl like that. You go into evil ways. But the people that will walk in this direction, because the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Have the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Commendable actions of the enlightened. How fashion the other time. You know some people. You complain that the church. Church never disturb you from this. Just the right thing, do the right thing. Dress the godly way. Particular sister. I mean, when you see some particular sister, yeah, they will not play. Yes, already smelling. Even when you see the sketch they put on, someone has squeezed. They said that's what you have to wear to church. And now you are the one complaining that you don't have anybody to have a dream about you. It's your fault. It's not that you dress in the way of the world. It's not that you dress in the way of the world. But you dress smartly. You dress in a godly way. You dress in a way that will see the glory of God in your life.
Not the use of chains or earrings or whatever. Not the use of the paint or whatever, and eyelashes.
But
the people who see the glory of God in your life,
they
are complaining that you pray and pray, there is no will of God.
For
this same you, you can wear a skirt for a whole week. And everything will be suffocating and suffocating. Now you'll be saying, our church is the problem. So you check up your life.
Your
only spirit will lead you right. Dress this way again, this is the way to dress. Do this way again, this is the way to do. People are even walking.
You're
very annoyed.
You're
walking like a tree like this.
That's
war. You walk smartly as a
child
of God. Everything. Even in the activities of the church, she doesn't play any role. And you're now complaining. They know how to go and fix it for them. It is not somebody's fault, it's your fault. When the fire is falling, you always be there doing like this. And
then
people are looking at you. Yeah, are you the same person that God will reveal you to the particular prophet?
You
have to check up your life. Commendable actions of the enlightened. You don't need to be exposed to the world. But you need some actions of enlightenment.
By
the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you right. The Holy Spirit can tell you.
Everyone
learn that job. Get the good mastery of it. And by this, I'm going to prosper you. Go to this particular school. Go and let this course of study. That is why I'm going to make you prosper.
This
kind of the place of war. This is where I want you to be walking. I want you to be walking there. God knew the reason why he asked you to go there. And because maybe the salary there is just
10,000.
I mean, I cannot stay here. And it was God that said you should go
there.
He knew the reason why he asked you to go there.
God,
the salary may be little at that time. Maybe the stepping stone to your greater height.
The
of the
Lord.
Or maybe he wants to bring you behind the person that will expose your life to greater
things.
Because you are not enlightened by the Holy Spirit. You don't understand this thing. You don't understand this thing. How often do you read? How many hours do you
reach?
Complain, the work is hard, everything is hard. Are you the same person? You can never be found 2 hours reading in your closet. Complaining there is failure.
There's
no shortcut to success.
There's
the next way. People of the world are engaging in unlawful ways. We are the children of God. We
see
the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. You don't own your life. You don't own your own life. You don't possess your own life.
The
Lord that possesses your life. The Lord that sees the hand from the beginning. You have to succumb to his instructions. My child go this way. My child go this way. There is one statement that Job did mention. There is one statement that job in the Bible, he always utters. He said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Every time I read the Bible and I read that particular place, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job understood something. He knew something. He knew what the Lord asked for him. He was enlightened by the Lord. I don't worry.
All
the situations are not final. Your parents have no money now. You
have
wanted to go to school, but because of the financial disability,
you
didn't lead you to be doing unlawful things.
You didn't
lead you to prostitution.
You
didn't lead you to internet fraud. It shouldn't lead you to all these things. The commendation, commendable action of the enlightened. Now, on to point three. Call of the Almighty.
call of the Almighty God. Call of the Almighty God. To come out from evil. Call of the Almighty God. There is a particular call. Maybe you check up your life. You're engaging in some evil things. Maybe you know you have also bought an iPhone.
They
have been teaching you how to engage in Yahoo Yahoo.
They
have been teaching you that this is the way you do it.
So
we tell you it's not the Yahoo that needs soul.
You have
found that you just play with your phone, that you don't need any soul. They will not tell you the hand of it. If it's when you are into it that you eventually see it by yourself, God is calling you today. Now you renounce that evil thing. I'm not saying you should not use an iPhone.
You
can use it for a very goodly thing. Use it for a godly thing.
Not
for God in order. Almighty God. God is our Father. He loved us. Even though the country is on economic recession, things are not fine in the country. There is hunger in the land. The Lord said, open your Bible to the book of Isaiah. Let's see what the Lord said. Open your Bible to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. I'm reading verse 31. Verse 31.
But
they that wait upon the Lord, renew their strength.
Those
that wait upon the Lord, because you are the marriageable age.
And
there's no one for you to marry now. That was the reason why some people are not giving you bad orientation.
You
see that your church.
You just stay there,
they will just waste your time.
That's
the Bible says.
They
that wait upon the Lord.
They
shall renew their strength. Call of the Almighty God. You need to worry about any situation that is not
fine.
Don't you worry because situations are very bad now. You must believe I have God and He's my Father. And He's going to provide for all my needs according to His riches in Christ. Situations are not fine now. Maybe because of 3 meal in a day. Open your Bible to that book of Isaiah as well.
Isaiah chapter 60.
I'm reading verse 19 and 20. Isaiah 60:19-20. The sun shall no more be thy light by the day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. And thy God, thy glory. I'm going to repeat it again. The sun shall no more be thy light by the day.
either for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. God thy glory. You know what that means? What are the sun and the moon? The people that you believe that if they don't help you, you will feel alive. The people that you believe that if they don't help you in life, that you will not make it. Your parents are poor. Some parents are poor. You think your future cannot be bright. Your uncle in London, your sister in America, and you believe those are the help you have. They say, take away your eyes from them. Those are the sun and the moon that you are looking at. I myself, I will be your sun and the moon. Get all around again. You don't need to be, struggling all around again. I will be your sun and moon. That's what I want to say. That is the call of the Almighty. Instead of relying on the friends that are engaging in Yahoo and evil things, they are the sun and the moon of the world. But the Lord said no to those ones again. I myself, I will be your son among. Don't you look at what it says in verse 20? Thy son shall no more go down. Somebody say amen. I thought that thy moon would draw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting life. And the face of thy morning shall be handed. Somebody say amen. The call of the Lord. In the days of thy morning shall be handed. Just 7 days a week now. Always fast for 4 days a week. Because of food to eat. People always laugh at you. Why do you lean like this? Why is your continence like this? And you tell people you are fasting. You tell people you don't have anything to eat. God is telling you. That the death of your morning shall be handed. The death of your morning shall be handed. But there's something you must do. Something you must do. What is promised to be fulfilled? Because of the call of the Almighty God. Bible in the book of Ezekiel. How by a plan that the sinner should die? How by a plan that the sinner should die? But for him to repent. For faith is evil way. What are the call of the Almighty God? Renounce all evil companionship. Renounce all evil companionship. Every companionship that is evil. That friend influencing you to do evil. That brother sister influencing you to do evil. We have evil all around the corners of the world now. You see parents taking their children and go to that brother and say, lend him out to do Yahoo. That is what we call companionship. It happened to your case. God is saying, I have promised you. I call upon you. The death of the morning shall be handed. These are the things you will do. Renounce all evil companions. Number two, restore your love for his lordship. When you came to the church in the first place, much evil then. You are not part of the people that carry rumors around. You are not part of the people that say this one and this one, when they marry, they glue them together. You have the love of God in your mind at that time. But immediately you are demonically influenced. Evil thing begin to happen. God is calling you now. Restore your love for his lordship. Number three, redirect your path into righteousness. Redirect your path into righteousness. It's the Lord at Calvary. Every time you cry the Lord at Calvary, when he took away the load of your sin, evil thing now come to pollute you all again.
ibi tó wá bayé rẹ jẹ́.
God is calling you right away.
Ọlọ́run pé ẹ nísìnyìí.
That you redirect your path to the righteous
way. Ojú ayé rẹ tó fi ipa òdodo.
The last one, number four.
Ìkẹ́rẹ́ tó jẹ́ ìkẹyìn.
You rely absolutely on him.
Wọ́n bẹ́kẹ̀lé pátápátá lé
lórí. Rely absolutely on him.
Wọ́n bẹ́kẹ̀lé pátápátá.
Now rain or shine. Whatever that happens, I'm trusting the Lord. Job declared, even though you slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though you slay me, yet will I trust him. All around the country now, there's economic recession, insecurity, things are not fine. Hunger in the land. You saw the problems here and problem there. But even in spite and in the midst of all these things,
let's
just say, I stand. And what shall you be doing when you stand? Last Bible verse for you. Open your Bible to the book of Hebrews. Hebrew chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 2. When you stand in need, what shall you be doing? Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. That's the one that can enlighten your life. He's the one to whom you can expose your life. Looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. Everywhere you have. Everything you do. When there's money in your pocket. You look unto Jesus. When there's no money in your pocket, you look unto Jesus. When you are fed in your stomach, you look unto Jesus. When you are hungry and you don't even have any hope of what to eat, still you look unto Jesus. When you are in a sound health, you look unto Jesus. When there's sickness in your body, there are some things that challenges your health,
still
you look unto Jesus. When things are going fine, look unto Jesus. When there's also disarray of situation, you still look unto
Jesus.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Forget we discuss about exposure.
We
discuss about exposure. Now rather than allow the world to influence you,
you
have the king of power, the king of glory, the
Lord who
can direct your way,
you're
able to tell people
that
you can mock me as much as you like.
I
know where I am going. I am paying the price now. My sufferings now, my fasting now, everything will still come to an end.
Rise up on your feet as a
prayer. Unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. The author. And the finisher. Of our faith. Are you ready to amend your ways as well? Are you ready to amend your ways as well? All those evil things you have engaged in
it.
Somebody has cut some for you as well. So that you can be making money in that kind of evil thing. Lord, I've had you. I've seen your loving call. I've seen that you love me.
And
you don't have pleasure in my life but destroy.
Lord,
forgive me of my transgression. I might have begun to tell the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
You are part of the people that carry rumors about the church all around. Also join them in that gang. Brother so and so, when she married sister so and so, we need to join them together. Lord, I'm sorry. It was in the time of my ignorance. Now I know. Now I'm enlightened by your spirit.
Only you can satisfy my heart. Only you can satisfy my soul, Jesus, only you can satisfy my.
Can you sing it to him?
Only you can satisfy my heart. Only you can satisfy
my soul.
My soul,
Jesus,
only you can satisfy my heart. Only you can satisfy my heart. Only you can satisfy my soul. Jesus, only you can satisfy my.
Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. If all I have is Jesus, I have something more than gold. I tell it to you, the one. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. If all I have is Jesus, I have something more than gold. I'll tell it to you, the world. Oh, something more. I want you to sing that song with assurance in your heart. That even though situations are not final, even though people are mocking me, even though it seems that the future is not bright, even though I'm discouraged in my mind, now that I have Jesus, there's something more than gold. I have something more than gold. Oh, something more than gold. I have something more than gold.
If all I have is Jesus, I have something more than gold. Oh, I will tell it to the world. Something more.
Sing aloud.
Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. something more than gold. I have something more than gold. Even all I have is Jesus. I have something more than gold. I tell it to you the world. Oh, something more.
For the last time, you're going to sing it now.
Say, something more than gold. Oh, I have something more than gold. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. Oh, even all I have is Jesus. I have something more than gold. I will tell it to you the world. Oh, I have something more than gold.
I'm going to tell the Lord now. The Lord,
open
my understanding to the deep secret of my success. When the Lord open your understanding for the deep secret of your success, you will not be going to unfold. You will know your direction in life. Mothers of other men will not entice you. People can be holding thousands and thousands today.
If
you are not eating anything, you'll be able to tell them, God has showed me where I'm going. Sleeping may last the night, but my joy comes in the morning. There's a plan of God for my life. You saw the Lord now. God opened my understanding. The deep secret of the success of my life. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. Open my understanding. Open my understanding. Open my understanding. Open my understanding. Open my understanding.
Pray and tell God, this is time to pray. If you know how tangible His prayer is, open my understanding to the secret of my success. You pray it more than that. Because you go direct to where your success is linking.